This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, Steve, here we are, our last break of the day on this Friday.
Hey, you know what? I got some closing remarks today, and I'm just going to get right to it. Y'all, listen to me. If you want to be successful at anything, you got to want it. And you got to be willing to get it. Because in wanting it, you're going to have to be willing to go get it. No one's going to hand it to you. It's not going to show up at the door and present itself. You have to go and get it. Now, in order to go get it, you're going to have a strong will. You got to be strong-minded. You're going to have to be determined. You got to have a made-up mind that I am going to accomplish this, whatever it is, and I am going to do the things that are required of me to get it done. And when it get rough out there, I'm going to keep going. And when I get knocked down, I'm going to get back up. And when they hate on me, I'm going to keep moving. When they throw the sticks and stones, keep pushing. When they try to bring you down, stay on the wall. Be determined. Get your mind made up. Prepare to be different. You're not going to be like them no more. Once you make up your mind that you are going to become something, that you are determined and hell-bent on accomplishing your goals, you're going to lose some people along the way. I'm sorry. You are going to lose some people along the way. Get ready. Those people that you're going to lose, they wasn't for you no way. It's going to surprise you with some of the people you're going to lose. But all of them are dead weight. See, they was cool with you as long as you was around them. As long as you was acting like them, hanging out with them. But the moment you make the decision to leave them to go further, and you don't take them with you, number one, because they're not equipped to go into the orbit that you're about to sail. That's number one. And God knows that. But God puts people in your life to teach you a lesson. There are people there in your life who are there to hurt you. But in that hurt, you learn a lesson. There are people in your life who are going to betray you. But they are there to teach you the lesson of how to spot betrayal. Because another one is coming. And ain't no need of you hiring or befriending him too. So if you've seen the movie before, you don't have to buy a ticket to that one. So what I'm saying to you is, in your quest for success, you are going to have to suffer some things. But in the suffering is the lessons that will prepare you for where you are asking God to take you. It's all right when you lose people. It's okay. My father told me this a long time ago, and boy, it never is nothing more true. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. You got some people you've been friends with for a while, but where you're going, they can't go. Because number one, man, they're not built for the altitude that you're about to be in. And if you try to take them, they're going to be like dead weight. And if you insist on taking them, when they get up in them high altitudes with you, they're going to mess it up for you. They're going to do something up there with them next level people that's against the rules, and they're going to break you down. Took a friend of mine, I sold insurance. I took a friend of mine I grew up with to the company picnic. Biggest mistake I ever made. Hood boy took him to the company picnic because he could play baseball real well. We had softball we was going to play. And I was just going to have him on my team because, boy, this dude could hit, throw, everything. I'm over there. We through playing baseball, but he stay over there. My boss is over there. All of a sudden, I'm playing volleyball with these girls over here, and all of a sudden, I hear, oh no. I go over there, my boss on the ground. He's standing over my boss with baseball in his hand. He done took the baseball, balled it up in fist, and punched my boss. Now, I done brought him to the picnic. I said, Willie, what you doing, man? He looking at me like I ain't nobody. What you mean looking at you? He was looking at me, man. You know that look. Whoa. He don't know you. Maybe, bro, what you mean he was looking? Now, he done knocked my boss out because he was looking at him. Now, guess what? I ain't got no job no more. Because I took somebody with me who wasn't supposed to be there, because everybody come with you can't go with you. It's all right to drop them off, folks. It ain't your job to take them. And if God wanted them up there, he'd have put them up there. So quit taking people places that don't belong. And you're not the deciding factor in who goes high anyway. That's between him and God. Be determined. Stay determined. Work hard. Be relentless. Be persistent. And be willing to fight and have a lot of dog in you. Because if you ain't got no dog in you, you're going to get bit. But they don't like to bite dogs that bite back. And you got to develop that. Now, I hope that registered with somebody today, but that's real talk. Everything I said is factual. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God. He would absolutely love to hear from you. I'm finna go pray because I got to go forgive somebody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.